please rise in our entrance here to hymn number 521, O Day of Rest and Gladness, hymn 521. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus the Christ, our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. O most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus the Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite you to rise in the invocation, the Kyrie, and the hymn of praise. Found on page 138 and following. The grace of our Lord Jesus the Christ, the love of God, the union of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Our hymn of praise is hymn number 876, verses 1 and 3 only today. Hymn 876, Let the Whole Creation Cry, verses 1 and 3.
The first reading this morning is from Exodus chapter 19, verses 2 through 8a. They had journeyed from Rephidim, entering the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. Israel camped there in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the Israelites, 'You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession out of all the peoples. Indeed, the whole earth is mine, but you shall be for me a priestly kingdom and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the Israelites. So Moses came, summoned the elders of the people, and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. The people all answered as one, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 100, and we will read it responsibly. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is the Lord that made us, and we are God's. We are God's people and the sheep of God's pasture. Enter the Lord's gates with thanksgiving and the Lord's courts with praise. Give thanks to God. Bless the Lord's name. For the Lord is good. The Lord's steadfast love endures, and God's faithfulness to all generations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus the Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves God's love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Gospel for today, this third Sunday after Pentecost, is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 9th and 10th chapters. Glory to you, O Lord. We stand in honor of the reading of the Gospel for having Christ in our midst, but due to the length of the Gospel, I invite you to be seated so that you're not thinking, when is it going to be done? The Holy Gospel for today. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the Lord's harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff. For laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who is in it worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave the house or town. Amen, I tell you. It will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of them, for they will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues. And you will be dragged before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them and the Gentiles. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say, for what you are to say will be given to you at that time. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and father his child, and children will be raised against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the next. For amen, I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. The text of today's sermon is from the book of Romans, the 5th chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Last Sunday, we talked about GPS, or Global Positioning Systems, and I had a new name for it. Yesterday, I tried using the GPS on my car, and I failed. So I dug out my phone, which is a lot better, my little iPhone 8 Apple, and I like its GPS stuff. And I found where I was looking for in Pocatello. I was lost in Pocatello. I had to use GPS. But I found it, and it was a good thing. Last week I said that we, like the people of Israel, do not want to listen to God. That's what the gospel is all about today. Listening to God. We, like the people of Israel, do not want to listen to God. The people of Israel were not critical about their navigation of faith and whom they would listen to or the voice that they would pay attention to. And so they went off course. I try to listen to the right voices. I just have bad directional problems. So we often, too, are like the Israelites, and we go off in a wrong direction. GPS, you heard me say that my definition of that was God provides salvation, but the theologian I was quoting last week said it was guiding principle system. And the one word for our guiding principle system, or for God's salvation, is love. Love. God is love, it says in the scriptures. Okay? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your whole being. But then love your neighbor as yourself. It's all about love. Steadfast love, mercy, compassion, grace, and the knowledge that God loves you. If I was a mean old pastor, I'd have a test right now. Because none of you are looking at the bulletin, you're looking at me like, a test? This is June. For half a year now, we've had an emphasis in the bulletin every week. That's what our emphasis for the congregation is. How many of you could quote it to me? Be honest now.
I'm the preacher, I'm in the pulpit, you're in church. Nobody's raising their hands. That's why I'm preaching. The emphasis for our congregation in 2023 is found in the bulletin near the back, and it's I choose hope. Now, if I was a really mean old pastor, like my confirmation kids know, past and present, I'd make you tell me what last year's emphasis was. You knew it for 12 months, 2022. It was Jesus, justice, and joy. So you heard all about joy last year, over and over and over again, joy. This year is all about hope. And boy, did I fall into it this week. It was wonderful. I read Romans 5 and I thought, this is great. I choose hope. Listen again to Romans. Edith read it very well, but listen again with a discerning ear. Paul writes to the early church at Rome, these Gentile Christians now. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we are made correct by our trust and belief in God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace is another good word, along with joy and hope. Jesus the Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, God's love. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings. Huh? Think the gospel. Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love, God's grace, God's peace has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to you. And then this is classic, Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. Too long for a tattoo. One of our members, by the way, and I won't say who, this past week got a tattoo, grace upon grace. I just was amazed. Grace upon grace. Listen to this, though. Paul says, for while we were still weak and sinful and fallen, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely did anyone die for a righteous person. Anyone will die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might actually dare to die. But God proves God's love for you, that while you still were sinners, Christ died for you. That's gospel, folks. That's where we find our hope. Martin Luther said, we're maggots, we're worms. That's as good as we are. But God even loves the maggots and the worms. God loves you and me, even our sinful state. And so God's love equals grace. And what does grace mean? You've heard me say it over and over again. Confirmation students can do it by heart, because every week that was on the test. God's grace equals God's undeserved love. That's what Paul's writing about. And God's love in action. That's what Paul's writing about. God's love in action was Jesus on the cross for you and for me. As recipients, as receivers of those gifts of peace and love and grace, we receive a relationship, righteousness. We receive correctness, justification through Christ. The hymn writer John Newton spoke of such grace in his well-known hymn, Amazing Grace. Okay, for those of you that don't know it, I will quote part of it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. And you know from me, after 15 years, we begin our 16th year together this week, by the way. 15 years total, but this is the 16th year we began this week, a few days ago, together, you and me. Whether you like it or not, you're stuck with me. Faith in the Greek also means to believe and to trust. To trust. Well, you know, too, after 15 years, that on my desk in the office here at church and in my home office, I have a Bible. And the next most important book in the world is a hymnal, the red one now. And then I have Webster's 20th Collegiate Dictionary that I got when I went to college. And Pat Chase isn't here for me to pick on her, but may she hear my voice. I picked up my dictionary because I thought, hope, what's the definition for hope? I mean, I've used that word all my life, and we use it in religion, that, but what is the definition for hope? And if we had time, I'd ask all 40 of you to answer that question. And probably have 40 different answers, and that's okay. But Webster's 20th Collegiate Dictionary said, hope equals trust. I almost had a heart attack right there in my office chair. Who would have thunk? Hope equals trust? That's what faith equals, trust and belief. That's what hope is, to trust enough. Okay, then it goes on to say, and I'm looking very quickly here, trust, reliance, that's a fancy word, a desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. Okay, thank you, Webster. It means to trust. Our hope is to trust. And what do we trust? We trust God. That God loves us and cares for us so much that he would send his only son to die for us. Even while we were still sinners and maggots and worms. It's we who put God on the cross. That's why we do a confession of forgiveness every week. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. We do a confession of forgiveness every week that we might have the hope that God loves us and forgives us. And then Monday through Saturday, we go off and we become sinners again. I'm right with you. I'm in your company. And so then Sunday, we need to get down on our knees again. And I do that on your behalf, by the way. I'm getting really a little too old at 64 to get down on my knees anymore. Somebody said to me as I was walking down the hallway, you're limping, Pastor. I said, hey, what happened? I said, nothing. I'm just stiff. Yeah. I'm an old man now, 64. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? Paul McCartney turned 81 today. The Beatle. Yeah, Paul McCartney, for those of you who don't know who it is. Paul McCartney, 81. And I think he sang that when he was like 21, 22. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? All my family and friends are getting a copy of all those words of that song as my theme song for the year. Do you still love me, God? Even if I'm 64 or 81 or 102? Do you still love me, God? Even though I'm a worm and a maggot from Monday through Saturday until Sunday morning comes. Will you still love me, God? Will you still feed me, God, at the table, weekly and daily? Give us today our daily bread, we pray, every Sunday. Hope equals trust. And whom do we put our trust but God the Father? Happy Father's Day, by the way. And Christ the Son. It is this understanding of hope that leads writers of Negro spirituals to compose songs such as Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. Okay, how many of you know that hymn? Nobody Knows the Trouble I've Seen. I used to sing that all the time when I was lamenting. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory, hallelujah. It's the gospel for today. Suffering produces endurance, and endurance, patience, and patience, hope. Our hope, even through suffering. The love of God is so powerful that it sustains us through suffering and empowers us to act on our faith, trust, and hope. Hope and the courage to act in the glory of God sustains us through our sufferings as people. African-American history and the struggles of African slaves in America are testament to just this hope. The back two pages of the bulletin insert, I don't want you to recycle it. Take it home today and read it. Last Monday, June 12th, wasn't that Monday? Yeah. Was the 60th anniversary of Medgar Evers' assassination and murder. You can read about it in the bulletin. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Emmanuel Nine, who in 2015 were gunned down in Bible study in a church in North Carolina. Nine people in Bible study. Some guy comes in and sits down and they welcome him. And then down the road in the Bible study, he kills them all. Read about it in the bulletin. And then tomorrow is Juneteenth, June 19th. And you can read about that in the bulletin too. Our brothers and sisters, African Americans, who came from African slaves mostly, understand suffering. But they also understand hope. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Glory. Hallelujah. I've sung that hymn so many times in my life in 64 years, but until this week, I never thought of it in the way of glory. Hallelujah. We can celebrate our sufferings because of one who suffered for us once and for all. We can celebrate that God loves us even in the trials of our lives, even when it seems hopeless and like there's no hope at all. There is hope. Hope in Jesus Christ. Peace, love, grace, and hope. Amen.
I invite you to rise for the confession of faith, the Apostles' Creed, found on page 105 at the front of the hymnal, and for the prayers of the church. We confess our faith in these same words of the Apostles' Creed. God has made us the people of God through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
We remember in our prayers of the church, in the church, our Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, Kristen Kemple, and our Bishop-elect Megan Manlove, who begins on July 1st. We also pray for the Hope House in Marcy, Idaho, their staff and residents, as they are a community together. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the war in Ukraine and the war in Sudan. And we certainly remember all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders to all crises. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Lord, we pray for the church here in this place and around the world. Seek out disciples and send them with authority to proclaim your good news, to bring healing where there is pain, and to counter and stand up against all forces of evil in our world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Equip farmers, laborers in the fields, and all who work on the land to produce a harvest. Nourish crops with ample rainfall and abundant sunshine. Restore lands ruined and destroyed by pollution, neglect, misuse, and natural disasters. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You hear the cries of all the peoples of the earth. Be with those who are marginalized or cast out of society because of nationality, economic status, gender, illness, or oppression in any form. During the anniversaries and remembrances in this month of June, especially this week, bring freedom, justice, and liberty to all of your beloved children around the world, across our nation, and in our own community. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, violence, and war. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all those who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, especially those which we lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Your steadfast love, grace, and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached beyond the limits of treatment. Give compassionate heart to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. Fill us anew with your spirit, your joy, your love and grace, your new life, and your hope. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, for all fathers, grandfathers, uncles, brothers, and men who have nurtured and cared for us in our lives, we give you thanks. Console all who long to be fathers, children estranged from their fathers, anyone grieving the death of a father, and fathers who have lost a child. Draw near to all for
whom this day stirs up difficult emotions. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially those we lift up before you in our own hearts and in our own minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy, the new life, and hope in you. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in the church year is the third Sunday after Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and to those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday this week to Robbie Joe Colton, Kristen Winder, Patty Porth, Tracy Bauer, Clay Erickson, Theo Harmison. Happy anniversary this week to Gary and Diane Sims, Sid and Marilyn Allen. The Synod Assembly reports are available to be picked up off the usher's table in the narthex for anybody interested. A special congregational meeting, which was scheduled for Sunday, June 18th, 2023, has been postponed. A letter a couple of months ago was mailed to all voting members of this congregation for a special meeting to adjust the number of council members from 12 members to 10 members. The meeting and the vote to make this change to our Constitution will now take place following worship on July 9th, 2023. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Please read the announcements in the readings and prayers bulletin insert concerning a youth group fundraiser which will be held Sunday, June 25th, 2023 at 11:15. St. John's Vacation Bible School, 2023 Hero Hotline, call together to serve God, being held Monday through Friday, July 10th to the 14th, 2023, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. each day. Are there any other announcements not found in this worship bulletin, or corrections or additions to the ones found here? I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our Easter offertory hymn is hymn 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn in the preparation for Holy Communion.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts of ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love and grace. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
I invite you to rise for the great thanksgiving in preparation for the Holy Communion, found on page 144 in the front of the hymnal. We responsibly speak this great thanksgiving to each other, but we sing the Holy, Holy, and the Lamb of God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and salutary, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus the Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave for all of them to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We remain standing and prepare for you just by singing the hymn, Lamb of God, found on page 146 in the front of the hymn.
208 and the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
God be with you till we meet again. Hymn 536.